Blog Talk Radio.
I've already been to the water, and I've already been baptized, and I've already been converted, and I feel all right ever since I've given up sin. Hallelujah, I've been born again. Y'all ready? Come on, let's go.
Hey!
this beautiful, beautiful Sunday, Mother's Day weekend. Oh, yeah. What's going on, everybody? Bishop and Prophetess August McCray, Bishop Philip Deuce is in the house today with me.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing? I had to get that. Oh, I had to reach back on y'all. Mother's Day rock. I needed something that's going to wake me up, rock me right now.
Happy Mother's Day.
That's right. Sister Evangelist Peppercorn is in the house. How you doing, Sister Evangelist? Baby, I'm doing good.
What? Did you enjoy your Mother's Day?
I'm doing good. Mother's Day in the house.
All right. Did you enjoy your Mother's Day?
Yes, I
Evangelist?
Did. But see, let me tell you, I ain't got no church. Because see, I know I'll probably be in jail by now. So I ain't got no church. God knows.
Well, that's
he
all
know,
right.
He know who to give children to. So I'm a mother to everybody's children.
That's right. You got spiritual children out there. And
that's
I'm quite
right.
sure they told
spiritual.
You.
I got a lot of gifts today, I tell you. God bless you.
All
so
right.
Mm-hmm.
Gave you a lot of love.
Well, she doing better than me.
Right?
So, we ain't even going to go down that road because that road will take us into a whole sermon. So, Minister D is not on location. So now to tell y'all about, see, I told you that he ain't here today. That's why. See, that's what I'm talking about. Ain't no seminary school going on today.
He might be on a Mother's Day mission.
Yeah, that's what's going on. That's what's going on.
That's
so,
a good thing. That's a good thing.
Well, he
all
better
right.
have a gift when he come in here, because he better have me a gift. He better have me something. Now, you know what's
going on. Yeah, he's probably looking for you.
He's saying, don't encourage a fight, okay? That's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. He's probably looking for you, Evangelist Peppercorn, and you there, and he's over there.
Got eat some flowers.
Prophetess. I ain't worried. I'm not worried.
You're probably going to see some cherries, berries, and all that nice thing, you know, that peach cobbler you like.
Who y'all talking about?
Minister D, you know he's your good friend. Didn't he introduce you to that African guy that you... supposed to be engaged to, you know.
I done told you about all in my business. We are on the air. Don't let me go in. It's a Mother's Day.
I want to meet the guy.
Don't take his place.
If he told you
how you got drugs. He has not told you how you got drugs. Don't do it on the air.
I'm just happy for you, baby.
Christian station.
I'm going to buy you a wedding gift. Engagement gift.
For who?
You need the wedding. For you.
Okay. Anyway, this is Mother's Day, and all mothers should be happy today that have children, but there's some that don't. That is not, let me put it out there, that's not happy. But we want to cover some things on today. Talk a little bit about mothers and children. Children. She almost got me children. So.
That's it.
Okay. I tell you, sometimes.
Wow.
But I tell you, a mother's love go a long way.
Yes,
and when
it
I
does.
Say long, when a mother loves her children, it goes all the way to the end. All the way. And matter of fact, it's no ending.
Yes.
All right.
There's no ending.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I just want to throw that out there for some of us that have kids. And some mothers don't even know where their children are today.
That's
and
right.
we want to pray with for them. So
Amen.
As we go forth in prayer before we get crunk, let's do that. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now thanking and praising you, Lord, for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us. Father, we thank you for this day, another day that you have blessed us to see, another Mother's Day, Lord God. Father, we ask you to touch all mothers today, touch their hearts, their minds, their soul, uplift those that are down, Lord God, encourage those that are been run amok, Lord God. We ask you to touch the children, Lord God. Give them a godly mind, Lord God, a fresh, renewed mind in you, Lord God. Send people across their paths, Lord God, that can let them know who our Father is and who the Son of God is. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to touch the United States of America right now, Lord God, and every city, every state, Lord God, every crook and cranny, Lord God, because there's so much going on, Lord God, it's not pleasing to your eyes. But, Lord, we know that you are able to do all things, Lord God.
All
and we ask you, Lord God, to touch and deliver and uproot and cast down anything that's not
Jesus.
Like you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you. We thank you for this radio broadcast to be able to let the people know that there is a God, and there is a God that has blessed us through talent and music to be able to let them know that he is all things that are good, that are perfect, and that is just. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, mothers, mothers, mothers. I got a Mother's Day song I want you to play, and y'all know what it is. Oh, let's do it. Let's do it. The intruders in the house. We're going to reach all the way back today. Intruders in the house.
All right.
Always good.
I'm always by my time. Send me back to the other fellas, little Sonny.
They're drinking that wine. Remember the schoolyard days?
Yeah. We had to take you home, man. You were tired of it,
oh,
man.
Oh, man, better than day. Lord have mercy.
Hey, but listen.
Yeah.
Remember when we used to run around there? Steal a hubcap off the car.
What you talking about? In batteries?
We lucky we ain't get busted, man.
Listen. And I say, here comes the fun.
Oh. Hey, Mary, what color was you coming to be?
That Tenderloin.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
But dig this here.
Yeah.
Now, see, when all that gang war was going on, I'll tell you one thing I never forget.
And what's that?
See, when I got home, first thing I would hear is,
what?
Bill!
Yeah.
Where you been, boy?
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
it. I say, I was out with Sonny Bird and Lil Sonny.
Putting it all up.
Yeah. I had to put it on somebody.
Hey, Bill, what's your mama say?
She say, boy, now I'm going to tell you.
What?
You know you getting big now.
Yeah.
You got to watch the things that you doing out in that street.
Right.
And you go to jail.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you something, man. Mama wasn't wrong.
No.
But what about Pop? Oh, we ain't talking about Pop.
No, man. Pop,
well,
he was all right.
Pop,
Pop,
was,
a lot of bad
Pop was hanging out, you
yeah,
know.
Hanging out. I think Pop was making more wine than we used to. I know my pop did.
Yeah.
My pop hung right on with you, boy.
Yeah. Stay out all night. Come on, clothes all wrinkled up, lip balls all on them.
Hey, Sonny. I bet when your mommy cooked them good home cooked breakfast, baby.
The green?
Oh, man.
Boy, your mama sure cooked her.
Mama made me mad one day,
uh-huh.
And I put the song on, and I was thinking all kind of little wicked stuff. I can remember like it was yesterday. I was thinking all kind of mess, and
well,
I had to really listen to that song. And back then, I remember running the devil out of my mind then. I said,
uh-huh.
No, I can't do that. Because Mama been washing floors and all kind of stuff. I was listening to a song, you know, I was thinking all that stuff. Sometimes we as kids, we you know, we don't understand a lot of stuff. So, you know,
right.
All they got to do is fuss at us, and you know, we mad. Mm-hmm. We mad with the world. We mad with Mama,
that's
Dad,
right.
Everybody. You know, and
everybody.
We don't really find out just how blessed we are until we get older,
uh-huh.
And realize Mama,
uh-huh.
Or Daddy was telling us some good stuff.
That's what we thought we knew. That's the problem with adolescents.
Yeah, we thought we knew
know.
Everything. You know, we know everything because they old. They old.
Yeah,
they old.
My
now.
Life.
And
my
they,
life.
And you know, same way that the kids are coming up today, even worse. You know,
yeah.
We don't even have prayer in school no more. We ain't got no kind
all
of
right.
biblical or Christianity or anything going on in the
mm-hmm.
in the schools. And children are growing up on their own with social media,
yeah.
And all this other stuff. So their minds is clicking all kinds of ways around somewhere they don't need to be.
That's so true.
So if Mama says something, Mama definitely don't know what she's talking about because she don't even get on
definitely
Facebook.
Don't.
And these mothers today, my mama would beat your behind and mm-hmm. tell you what to think and tell you when it was time for you to think.
All right.
They would let
All
you
right.
know. And but now yeah. we have this what you call social psychology. Good good psychology outweighs bad behavior, and my mama's psychology was that strength.
Right.
I bet you understand.
All right,
me.
There you go.
And they got your mind right.
What you do? It didn't kill you.
Ooh,
it didn't kill you,
everything.
But did it? All right.
I thank God for every whooping I
it
got.
It didn't kill you.
All
and
right.
my mama.
Yes, and it didn't
did
kill
not
us.
Kill you. You didn't die.
It changed my mind,
you,
though.
Even if you was bleeding, you didn't die.
I tell you.
Even if you was bleeding,
okay.
you didn't die.
All
yes,
right.
The Bible says, mm-hmm. beat him, he ain't going to die.
All right.
You don't kill him, that's what the book says.
Use the rod. Use the rod.
That's right.
You use the rod now, you're going to jail.
And I tell him, and see, and that's, you know what, I'm sitting on that subject. That's one of the problems that we have in church. Church as a whole has not stood up for family. We talk about family in a in terms of when we talk about family values and all that, but the practicality of it, we don't support that. We don't support spankings and whoopings. We don't enter into a not fighting against the system, talking to the child. It's very few children you can talk to. Very
That's
few
so
children
true.
You can talk to. I wasn't one of them. My sister you could talk to. But not me.
Mm-hmm.
You had to show me.
Right.
You had to show me.
Well, see, that's why a lot of parents now feel that they have to become their children's friends.
Oh,
you know, be kind of on the same level.
Uh-huh.
And if we stay, if we be friends, you know, then I get into what you into, and you can pay attention to what
right.
I'm into. But it don't never,
exactly
it doesn't
quote.
Never, it's always, it's like the child absorbs everything that the mother is doing or the father is doing to be their
uh-huh.
friend, but they never absorb yeah. the wisdom that they're trying to, you know, demonstrate to them, because the parent gets so enthused in being their friend, they forget about what
uh-huh.
was being their friend for. You see what I'm saying? They forget,
you just
they forget
said
about,
a word, girl.
They forget about
Amen.
What they were being friends for, to teach right. them and get on their level so they can bring them up to where they need to be. But no,
mm-hmm.
it never happens.
And you ain't going to never be your child's friend. I told my kids, we ain't going to never be friends. I'm going to be,
nope.
you going to put me on that. That's too low for me. I'm going to be your parent. I'm going to tell you what you don't want to hear. And when you fall out with me, I ain't going to fall out with you.
All
but
right.
I'm going to call the shots when you come up. I'm going to shape your mind. Then when you get ready to have it your way, you're going to get you some keys and some bills. But you're going to remember what I said. And we don't have that authoritative position no more because these parents, this psychology, I did a study on that, the modern day psychology. And it actually teaches that the Bible is outdated with its principles.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
That's what it actually teaches.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm going to talk about that one time, show you all that evidence that they got, that they're talking about scientists, these sociologists saying, they have proven that spanking creates violence and makes your child more violent. And I said, that's ridiculous.
It is.
I was in the prison when I was 13 years old. It wasn't for them whoopings I was
Do you think that's what happened with me? Because my mama used to whoop me bad. And you think it was why I'm not, you know, I knock somebody. Don't do it. Don't say it.
Don't say it to popcorn. I got a whooping so bad one time for my mama, I start singing Go Down Moses.
Poor mothers. I tell you, mothers take a whooping. Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all, the grind of motherhood is a trip. I'm telling y'all.
Amen.
What mothers go through. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
oh,
my mama ain't play that.
Let me just run a little something by y'all right quick. I know that we do a lot of talking, but let me just tell y'all a little something. Without taking away from the joys and the rewards and all the extra moments of motherhood, the daily task of a mother is the trip. It's grinding.
Yes.
It's pressure.
Yes.
You know, like washing clothes all the time. You know, we got to wash mounds of clothes, iron, fold, clean, shop, cook, go to the carpool. Oh, yeah, be a referee, be a coach, be an encourager, be a counselor, be a police. Stay pretty, though. Stay pretty. Stay looking
That's
good.
Right.
Remain tactful, lovable, compassionate, cheerful, responsible, got to be balanced, got to have a good mind, stay insane. No, I mean, stay sane, not insane, but stay sane. We got to do all make it the same, mother feel. We be strung out, spit up, yeah. Washed out, ragged out. I'm telling you, and it is also daily. It's a daily thing. It's like
daily.
It's repetition over and over and over, relentless repetition.
Amen.
There is so much to know as well as to learn about the matter of being a good mother. And it doesn't simply just happen once you have a child.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It don't just happen. It's just absurd to think that giving birth automatically gives you the right to be I'm a good mother. I gave birth. This is my child. That's just as foolish. That's just as foolish as thinking that a piano automatically make you a good musician.
Amen.
There's a lot of work involved, and it's more than most will ever realize, unless you become a mother. And the Bible talks about a good mother and a virtuous woman.
Yes,
it does. God sensed right away affirming respect, to the person, to the author of Proverbs, because I'm telling you, an excellent wife. And it says that she is rare.
All right.
And he said, Who can find a virtue? Who can find?
All right.
For her price is far above rubies or jewels.
Milo.
I'm going to stop right there.
That's all right.
She's better than a diamond, baby. That's worth $1 million.
Amen.
So all of these children walk around here talking about, I can't say nothing. My mama, child, please. Shaking their head and moving their leg and all that.
No, baby, you're blessed.
You blessed to even have a mother. Some of us mothers are going on like mine.
Yes,
but she didn't play. And I appreciate what she did.
Amen. And when we talk about mothers and women, do you know that word, those words are closely related when you look them up to the Holy Spirit as the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and the word mothers and women, those words are closely linked, and it's the only word that is closely linked to the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, when you study the text in its original language.
My Lord.
Okay, come on, philosopher.
Yeah, it's closely related because of the caring and the nurturing.
The nurturing.
Yeah.
Right.
The paraclete in the New Testament come alongside the comforter. That's why they call him the comforter. There's nothing more comforting than a mother.
My Lord.
All right.
Yes, I tell you,
I wanna play the song by Carlington Roberts. He's out of West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm pulling it back up. But A Mother's Love is the name of this sit tune. Independent gospel recording artist, Carlington Roberts.
My God,
thank you for
a mother's love. Oh, yes, many perfect gifts has God given. Many blessings have we known. Is there a greater earthly gift than a mother's love bestowed? Love that shares my sorrow, love that soothes my pain. Oh, my inspiration for tomorrow. You've been my shelter. Thank you for a mother's love. Oh, yeah. even though you only had a little debt. Somehow you managed to give a lot.
Yeah.
Something like what you was talking about, Bishop Dukes, getting ready to put out his new music, and he wants to go in on a love ballad type style gospel. See, that's that right there. See what I'm talking about?
That's what I'm talking about. Anybody
need to go purchase that. That's a good one.
That's hot. So I like that. It has that jazz off feel to it.
That's right.
Like that.
That's cool. D. Lockhart. Well, I tell you, we're having a grand time, but look here, we're getting ready to do Inspiration Corner with Bishop Herbert and Arcus McCray right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. Y'all stay tuned because it's coming at you, like right now.
Praise God. This is Bishop Herbert McCray. Praise God. I'm extending a warm, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there who are listening. And may God bless you. And if it wasn't for the mothers, oh my Lord, but giving honor to all the mothers. Today we're going to be talking about the mothers. The Bible tells us to give honor where honor is due. Honor thy father and thy mother. We're going to be honoring the mothers today with the word of God. It's simply saying, talking about the love of a mother. You know, I'm not a doctor. Nor am I a gynecologist, nor do I play one on TV. I'm just a man of God who reads the word and would like to explain how and what the Spirit of God given to me. You know, I believe that a mother have a more personal relationship with a child than the father. Because the word tells us that before you was formed, God tells Jeremiah that I knew you before you came out of your mother's womb. And that let me know it all began in the womb. A personal relationship between a mother and a child. Child feels safety and comfort in the mother's womb. The mother has to be very careful when she carrying this precious child in her womb. She has to watch and be careful what she eats or what she drinks or take so that it will not form or hurt the baby. And I believe and know that God put a little bit more love inside of a mother than he did. And while the child is in the mother's womb for a period of time, and then Father Time say it is time for the baby to come out. The baby refuses and seems like it don't want to leave its comfort zone, so the mother have to push in order for the child to come out. She have to break off this relationship for the baby to start a new one. And she is told again, you would have to push. And sometime in order for us to start a new relationship, we sometime have to be pushed out to come forth into this world. I tell you, I had a question asked to me. It says that God, you can't tell me that God loves me more than my mother. Well, you see, a mother loves you because she birthed you. God loves you because he created you, is the one and the author of love. So a mother have love, but not much as love as God has. So he cares for you. But the Bible uses mother as an example dealing with the Israelites. God had the prophet to go out, and they will preach to the Israelite with the parable of using a mother. And we need to understand. It goes, rejoice. You got a hip that's going to carry you around. She will bore you on her side. Meaning, you might not remember, but if you look around at the ones today, you can see the same thing that happened back that time is happening today. Whereas you got a hip of a mother who's going to carry you around. It'll tell us to rejoice that you will dangle on her knees. You will have a chance to feel the mother love, not only carrying you around when she go places, but to have a knee to play on. It said rejoice when you have suckling, meaning that be grateful that she has milk to give you when you come into this world. Rejoice, you will have the comfort of her arms. The comfort of her arms when you are afraid. You notice when a mother has her baby in her arm and some strange arm reach out to take that baby turns away from the stranger arms and find comfort in her mother's arm. Rejoice when you have hands to wipe the tears away from your eyes. Oh, there's going to be some crying when you was a baby, but there were some hands there that wiped the tears away. Rejoice about the soft voice that tells and say to you, it's going to be all right. Oh, what some beautiful words when you're in the arms of a mother telling you it's all right. A kiss that tells you, you will know that kiss. It says from the feeling of it, I love you so much. Rejoice when you can look and smell and tell that's your mother. I don't care how many strangers come around. That baby can look and tell that's mother. Rejoice when you got someone who's going to teach you and tell you what's right and what's wrong. Rejoice at this bond that you have in a mother. Can I ask you a question? Have you lost that bond? Glory, hallelujah. This bond and relationship is supposed to go on through mother, and then through grandmother, and then through the next generation, and the next generation. It will be a bond that will last forever and ever. Glory, hallelujah. But that's love. That's a mother's love. A mother's love for her child, because she birthed you. But there's also a greater love. That is the love from God. He is the one that created you. And he's not going to give a mother more love than he has. He's going to give a mother some love and put it in her for the baby. But he's letting you know everything that I said here today. You can rejoice because God loves you too. So if you lost your mother, remember God loves you too. He will be a hand that'll carry you around. He will be everything you need. Oh, let's give glory to all the mothers today. And we give honor to all the mothers. And we give praises and honor to all the mothers and to God. You all pray my strength and happy Mother's Day.
Rejoice!
gospel recording artist solo right here in the ATL. Rejoice. It's a brand new day.
Yeah.
Okay, then. There you go. There you go. There you go. Bishop Herbert Arcus McCray, I tell y'all, thank you so much. That's a good word. Mother's Day is in the air. And I'm praying all mothers are having a grand, grand time. We just had a wonderful time right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We hope that you are. Bishop Philip Dukes. He's going to be putting out his new CD going to be coming out soon. Globy Pope CD coming out. Ow.
When you going to say that? Because you've been taking too long to bring that out. What's the thing? You ain't got to take all day. Go put the thing out. Let the people go, you know, do what they got to do.
Well, thank you much.
Praise God. We're going to be glad.
Globy Pope. We're getting ready to do something, do a little something, something. We're going to be putting it out. We're going to have a CD party release right here in the ATL, hosted by B107.5. I tell y'all, it's going to be off the chain. June coming up. We're going to do the release is going to be, it's been switched to June. The release party is May 29th. It's going to be going down. So I'm telling y'all
right now.
I will keep reminding you as things progress, and maybe some things might change, but not today. We're going to try to keep it like it is this time and go on and work this out. Y'all keep us in prayer because we're going to be
right.
Amen.
Can't wait to get music. Praise God.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm screaming. It's time. It's time. It's time. It's going down. All right, y'all. I want all mothers to have a continue to have a blessed day. I appreciate all my hosts on the air today. God bless you. Minister D, you in trouble. Sister Peppercorn, thank you so much for being in the house.
Oh, thank you.
We'll see you right back here next week. Same time, baby, same place.
Amen,
right,
amen, amen.
Gospel vibes.
Bye. Sister Peppercorn, bye.